Having another cough drop. Oh, I feel mostly fine. There's not a lot of energy. Oh, can I make it while this intersection is being blocked? I'm gonna be a bad person. Yeah, I'm not that bad of a person. I'd say I'm pretty good. What kind of a cough drop? I don't know. It's just whatever was in the first aid kit at the office. Some kind of cherry eucalyptus something thing. Off-brand, weak-ass cough drop. Cough drop. Yeah. Is Deadlight worth the 2 gigs it takes to download? I mean... That game didn't seem great. But, I mean, if you already have it and it's just a download, then why not, you know, what? 2 gigs is not that big. Throw it down. Drag it down. Streets seem a little light so far tonight. I hope that holds up. I don't know if I have it in me for extreme traffic right now. Giant bomb bus, huh? Tour bus, yeah, you know, that's, if we went on tour or something, we would need a tour bus. That's how that works. Would it be like Madden's? Yeah, we would hijack the Madden cruiser and prepare turduckens on it, as is the custom. Summer camp would be pretty fun. It'd be like cooler than a cruise. like a 2 week camp. 2 week camping experience. Today we're going canoeing. Whoops, we all died canoeing. Oh, there is traffic here. Yep. 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 Looks like Lana Del Rey has half as many tour buses as Queens of the Stone Age did. I see two buses. Lights on. What are we doing here? Yep, that's one bus, and they've coned off an area between the two buses, as if there was going to be a third bus here, maybe, I don't know. And then a second bus. These buses also don't look as, like, no, I guess this is about the same. I was going to say, the Queens of the Stone Age buses look, like, beefier, like, more, like live on a bus type buses, a little thicker, a little more RV like. And then the second bus is towing a trailer. Oh God, go. Just go. Why are you not going? Of people. These people waiting in line to get into the show? What are these people waiting in line for? Over by City Hall, like a gigantic line. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know. This line would be way too big to get into that show. That's impossible. Also, it's only 7 o'clock. These cars seem to be getting through. And I mean, and I am in the correct lane. Which means I'm going to have to let a bunch of people in front of me, I bet. How much they charge for psychic love advice. The place isn't open, so, you know, obviously not serious about getting business. I don't need that shit anyway. Oh, this lane's closed. Everyone's gonna merge. That's your drive time update. 7:01 p.m. on Franklin Street. Somebody open up Waze and say there's a lane closed and it sucks. Cleavers. That's cleaver. All right. I'll merge harder, you motherfuckers. Yo, this street is tore up. They're fucking getting busy on this street. They dug a hole in the street and there's a man with his hands on his knees just looking over into the hole, like, confused looking. I'm like, I don't know. There's a hole in the street. We should probably fix that. Cars have to drive here. They can't drive here if there's a hole in the street. It's my professional advice as a construction man. They gave me this orange vest. Take my station very seriously, sir. Okay. Yep. Putting it together. Woo! Friday. Big plans. Big plans for Friday. I might lie down. Perhaps talk on the phone. You know, it's some Friday night type stuff. You're having hella Coors Tall Boys. That's an appropriate fucking Friday maneuver. Some fucking tall cans. Some tallitos. Some tallandos. McPixel. I played a little McPixel for the first time in a while the other day. McPixel's pretty funny. Kind of hard to go back to because you're like, oh, right, yes, now I remember these jokes. And you're just like, I've heard this before. But still cool. It's a bunch of additional stuff in it that I haven't really seen. Oh, we getting over. Gotta get over so I can get over. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Compton. Hell yeah, Compton.
What am I saying? Losing my mind. microphone to check. Microphone checker.
Remember this? Remember this?
On the bridge. What do you think about that? World. Sun at the bridge. Watching the sun. Going down. Crack still whack? That's a great question. I'm gonna say yes, probably. Did I get to use the Sega channel? Yes. A friend of mine had it, like, kind of well after the Genesis was relevant. He moved to an apartment and they had whatever cable system they had offered the Sega channel, so we got that, and we played Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine a bunch, and drank beers. Bridge Patrol, play cool. It's music. Some post-bridge, cool-out, cool-down music.
This was in New York.
Yeah.
Name oil range. Yeah, you know what I mean? But Rolling Sin wasn't, they had never really touched New York really like that. So
Right.
Like, yo, come on out, man. You know what
True
I mean?
True Good Brothers.
They said they wanted to shoot a video, so we went downtown in the village.
Oh, you fucking crazy. Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
It was peace. It was love, man.
Yeah, yeah, it was all love. Love is love.
Yeah, they never changed, man. They still the same dudes. And you keep mentioning Easy Mo B, who happens to be here.
Oh, yeah.
We had to segue into that. You know, like we had to do the setup before we mentioned that you're here. Because we got a lot to talk about, Big D. There's some other people coming up in a few, but in the meantime, right now, Big D is here. Easy Mo B is here. Yeah. Anybody, again,
Big
like
D and Easy Mo B.
You don't know about Easy Mo B. You don't need to turn on any hip-hop until you see one of us motherfuckers to slap him in person for not knowing your fucking history of hip-hop, for real.
That's like, it's only right that I show the props, man, you know, because I only follow five dudes, man, in this game.
Mm.
You're one of the primo, Mo B is one, Tito from the Fearless Four, we're on some mentor of mine, we lived in the same building in Harlem. And my brother gangster on Google, man. Other than that, man, I ain't got no mentors.
That's real, man. That's real.
Wow.
Y'all the only dudes I got the utmost respect for.
Man. That's a beautiful thing, man. I appreciate that. That's why we're here to give you the forum to be on the air live. We got a lot of listeners here, and we're all live, so we do take live calls and all that. You gonna help me out, King?
Yeah.
And y'all can call us up too. 877 Hip Hop or 877.
877-604-4747.
Come on, you don't do the 877 part. Oh, just the 600. Nah. I got the 877.
Right.
We're doing Temptation Room, man.
Okay.
Word, Ohio Players. Okay. One more time. 877. Hip Hop or 877-604-474.
All right.
Now, before we get into some new shit, because this show is dedicated to only breaking new music, and Big D has new music that he brought here. And
new shit from Big D.
Radio's so fucked up now that even Scarface said, and he's from Texas like I am originally, and he said, the sad thing is when he comes to New York, it don't sound like he's here. He feels like he's somewhere else. And
yeah, I talked to him at B.B. King's like 2-3 weeks ago, and he said that.
Yeah, you know, so, and the crazy thing is, especially for you, Mo B, your history of your track record is so extensive on so many levels. First of all, for you to be really the sound of Biggie, period, in my opinion, because I ain't gonna never sugarcoat nothing when it comes to actual facts.
Yeah.
You, it's like I'm the sound of what Gangstar, even though I wasn't in Gangstar in the early stages of their first couple of records, I still shaped the sound of the group once I got in it.
Yeah.
You are Biggie's sound of Ready to Die, period, because I was hearing everything way before it was mastered, way before it hit the streets, because Big used to give all his friends, only his friends, that he looked at his homies, copies of all the stuff. So your stuff was circulating so much. Plus, we were already friends because you used to come to my house on Washington between Lafayette and Green.
Same right place, next to Big the D. Library.
Yeah, right next to the library. Yep, right next to the library. And you know, of course, shout to Rapping is Fundamental, which we call Riff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you just come over and play beats. We smoke and talk shit.
I, you know what? I just feel like real proud to be even a part of that. But you played a crazy big part too. I remember this when I lived in that 430 Clinton apartment.
Right.
Yo, the cars would go past. Dong 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 dong
dong dong dong dong dong dong. That was the last song on the album, actually, but they had already done it. They was already mastered. Mm-hmm. Big just called me last minute and said, yo, I need one more for the single, for the B-side.
It was such an important record, though.
You know? Oh, no question. And
such an important record.
And the crazy thing was, I had never heard the What yet with Big and Meth. Mm-hmm. So I had already heard, because I remember it was Hot Butter Soul at first, and then they called it Warning. You know what I'm saying? That's what it said on the dat. You know, for those that don't know about the early 90s and early 80s, when we used to mix our songs down, it was put on a digital audio tape, better known as a dat.
And they didn't know what to call that joint. I nicknamed the disc. On the disc, I just wrote, the What?
Like, right, and that's
and true. And he looked at that, and he was like, let's name it that. That's what it's going to be.
And that's one of the most dopest records and the hardest records. Like I said, you have a sound that it's only yours, and every time you heard it, it's like, oh, Moby did that. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what I really wish, man?
What's that?
That it's funny you mentioned that record, because to me, out of all of the joints that was on there,
right,
that is the most grimiest. You know, super grimy. When you be drumming stuff up,
incredibly grimy. Yes,
yeah. just raw. Just,
no doubt.
Well, man, I want more of that.
Oh yeah. Well, we got to talk about what else you got going on, because anything that you got going on, I want to make sure it gets out there.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, you got the whole 2 hours with us. We're gonna get into some new music, and then and after the next break, we'll start just playing the record, play Big D's record, and get into all of that. And also, I might even have to even do a Easy Mo B Mega Mix. I don't know. I just came prepared for whatever I feel when I get to that point. Right now, I'm just so amped that you're here, Big D. I'm glad you're here. And again, we'll
get into some new joints and break some new records, and then we'll come back. We got so much to talk about. So, like I said, Easy Mo B's here, Big D is here. Call us up, 877 Hip Hop or 877-604-4746. Not bad. Shout out to Creepy Clown, man.
It's the Creepy Clown.
So, you know what? I'm going to get into the. Okay, everybody, also, if you want to check out some new dope shit, go to DITCENT.com
new website.
So, showbiz,
Alchemist did a crazy one that's actually in the streets right now called We All. I'm gonna get into that. Apollo Brown, man, he got almost every producer that really matters. A shout to OG, you know, everybody's on it, and it's just a remix album of all Digging in the Crates records. But I'm gonna get into the one that I did called Digging in the Crates. It's, you know, everybody knows the original from the Party Groove 12 inch back in the early 90s, and I remixed that one, and we're gonna get into it. And like I said, go get the album. It's so tight. You could just listen to it from intro to outro. But otherwise, let's get into it. Y'all know what it is. Hip Hop Nation, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Every Friday night, this is how I get down from 10 p.m. to midnight on Hip Hop Nation, Sirius XM Channel 44. Hip Hop Nation is the station.
We got something new. We got something new. What? We got something new. We got something. We got something new. We got something new. What? We got something new. We got something.
I got something new. What's he playing? What's he streaming from? Is he on PS4 or Xbox?
Oh, good stuff from the late 80s from Living Color here on Classic Rewind. I'm Alan Hunter. If you want to immerse yourself totally in the 80s...
Charles Fusion PS4. All right.
...morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 out west.
I haven't decided what platform to play Trials on yet. So I guess I technically have played it on both. Like, I've unlocked up to basically the last tier or second last tier on both systems. Because it's not that long of a game. Play against, there's no online multiplayer in that game yet. They're gonna add it at some point, but it's not there right now, so. Two REM songs on back to back on two of these stations. Or ask him on his stream. Yeah, well, that's always an option. Like on Xbox One, I have like 95 medals, and I have like 80 something on PS4. Cops, speed trap. Drove through that speed trap doing about 73. No reaction. Oh, cool. Smash Mouth covering I'm a Believer. That's what I needed to get me through the rest of the day. Hang on, let me cut my dick off and jump off a building. That's probably how it happened. That's probably why that guy did that. Smash Mouth came on. He's like, oh, fuck this. Thank you. I don't know what the song's about. Lang calling me out, huh? Shit. On how many fronts do I have to fight this battle? In the ring, out of the ring, on a motorcycle? I can out-motorcycle that man. I can out-motorcycle that man. Cars have collided with one another. See you guys later. Hot Extended Bananarama Remix is. That hood shit right here. Fleetwood Mac. Where's my like mashup album Fleetwood Mac 10? Where's that at? How come I can't hear like Dreams mashed up with Faux Life? We gotta get over. Emergency ripcord, get off one exit early. It's almost the same distance anyway. Thank you. extended version really extends. They're not fucking around. Off this road, off this freeway. There's no one moving here. Freedom. Freedom. Effort. I played the PS4 version of that game when I was at my sickest. I was laying down in bed playing that. It's not an excuse. That's just if he can fucking see me at all in his fucking rear view and I'm fucking sick laying down playing, he can't be that far ahead. Might have to go home and cull all of the people off my friends list that are playing that game except for him. Seconds, huh? Well, we'll see how it goes. See who the big man on trials is gonna be. The BMOT. Because I wasn't even trying to compete when I was doing that shit. I was just getting golds. Just racking up golds, son. I'm home. I'm either gonna play Trials or go out or do neither. So, I guess, get in there and tell Lang I said, to get bopped, son. And, to get fucked, boy. Both. I mean, just both. Just both.